Awesome. Welcome, champions, to week six of Mind Your Own Business, Mindful Solutions to the Top 7 Business Killers. We're going to jump right in because before we hit record, we were already talking with champions within the tribe here about lead gen and sales conversion. It's the theme of the week, and we're going to get into it. Welcome aboard. I bet unless it's a double opt-in, yes, it should be Nancy. Welcome aboard. We're just hopping in, Nancy. So welcome. And we're hopping in spontaneously right into
some of the stuck in traffic.
All is well. You're welcome and blessings to you. And we will integrate you in just moments, just kicking off with lead gen and sales conversion themes immediately in relation to sort of announcements, wins, and shares. One of the seven bonuses within Mind Your Own Business is a membership into Wevo Global, of which Cheryl is already a member. She and I met through that, and I serendipitously, she is actually plugged into the internet in Creekside Cafe in Sedona, Arizona, and literally within the same cafe is the founder of Wevo Global right now as we speak, Brett Labatt. Who knows, maybe we'll get him to say hello via Cheryl's internet, maybe at the end we could all unmute and hear we are champions from the Wevo tribe there. At any rate, an incredible founder in his own right. And I was just beginning to share with Nikki, who knows another success, the two success tribes that I'm part of, GIN, Global Information Network, started by KT, his 10-year legacy contribution was massive, incredible success training. And Brett's 10-year legacy, unbundling the magic of, is how to build tribe and build your business and build your life in a aligned effort and energy way that's very holistic and brilliant and is very on the grounds operational, building tribe for life. And that's what they're doing live right now at Creekside, having a wine tasting, in fact. So at some point, Cheryl did say she was going to say stay sober for the webinar, but certainly tipping a glass as we're done. And as I say, it would be fun to hear some champions on the Wevo side if it allows us. So that was a brief, easy for you to say, yeah, maybe or maybe not. Thanks, Cheryl. So that's a brief touch on one of your seven benefits in terms of Wevo, and we can talk more about that one. And two, to get right into, again, another bonus and benefit that we're all welcome to be part of, is that on Wednesdays, regularly, I co-host, primarily Brett, a weekly training, which is directly on how to build tribe, how to build your business. And Cheryl was asking about this. And even more specifically, it's things like how to build your LinkedIn profile, which we did 1 or 2 weeks ago. It's all recorded. And Hank and Sharon, by the way, Cheryl, part of the Literati in Wevo, are good resources for that. And then how to reach out to people on LinkedIn and how to meet with them on and offline and how to share whether it's what you're doing and are part of a tribe that you're a part of and how that is actually the give to them first way is how people are really succeeding in Wevo and beyond. So that was a lot to say, but I wanted to let each of you know, at least kick off one of those seven bonuses, give you a taste of Wevo Global One. Yes, the past webinars are recorded, Cheryl. Yes, I'm just pausing to know whether I know the easy way to get them. I think as you opt in for them, so you may want to just write Brett quickly on this, Brett at WevoGlobal.com, Cheryl. But the short is he's putting them for now in a Google Drive, which you can get access to. And then eventually they'll be on the Wevo site. So yes is the short answer. And worth watching for sure, because it's direct. How do you build your tribe? How do you build your business in relation to LinkedIn and building tribe and reaching out and what he's done for the last 10 years and what's created his success. So That was a big thought. Any questions either on the mic and or in the chat box for sure. And if not, we'll jump into your wins of the week and then we can reintegrate any of this theme as we go. So if there's a burning question, okay, great. Thanks for the confirmation, Cheryl. Feel free in the chat box. And otherwise, let's jump right into your wins of the week. And they could be in relation to knowing and understanding more as we covered the anatomy of a relationship. Wow. What creates a relationship? And or more importantly, how can I very specifically have a complete experience of someone else, for instance, telling a story or a prospect telling me exactly what they need? And likewise, any progress you've made in your business relationships, as that was one of your key play work that you custom created for yourself, and or one of your proudest moments this week. So love this on the mics versus the chat box. Just say, jump in, say your name, whoever's going to jump in first, and love a 1 or 2 minute share on top wins of the week in any of these categories.
Okay. So the anatomy of a relationship. A couple weeks ago, I was in Montreal and I connected with this woman and I just knew that she was going to be very special. And so, you know, I've really been listening to her and building that relationship. And I think it's, you know, it's quite big. So that's, I guess, kind of the two of them. I mean, I know that we're going to do a lot of great things together. So that's kind of cool.
You mentioned that a few weeks ago. I'm excited that there's a continuity for one. I just want to say, because sometimes we can meet people and we get excited in the moment, but it can, as we know, 2 to 5 to 7 touch points to actually generate a result out of it. I just got a result today that's taken me 2.5 years of relationship building to create one result. And I may share that later, but good on you for the continuous contact. Is there a new piece of progress around that relationship?
I've got two new book covers that she's created and a new logo.
Wonderful.
So, you know, that's really kind of allowing her to do what she wants and communicating what I want. Most proud moment this week. Oh, I've had some I've had a good, all my clients have had something really, really nice. So today, I guess today would be one of them, which would be my client had a breakthrough aha moment when we were doing some of her strategy work today. And, you know, just to see that joy and like, oh my God, you know, really figuring something out that she had in her mind forever and helping getting out of her head. And like, it was just that to me, I felt really proud. I was really happy that she was so happy.
It's what we do it all for. Thrilled and excited for you. Everyone, if you haven't unmuted yet, and even if you can't because you got some Creekside Cafe noise in the background, we know you're saying it. Let's give Nancy a 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Nancy, you are
a champion.
Thank you.
Super excited. All right. Tag teaming to Nikki or Cheryl.
Okay, I'll go. let's see. I haven't developed any business relationships at this point, but what I have been doing is actually being more present. Conversations have been had. And I actually this weekend sort of was able to spend some time with friends that I haven't seen, and actually like our relationship sort of went askew, I can say, and we've reconnected and we just had some really great conversation and just you know, made note that it was nice to get back in touch because I haven't actually been in touch with him for a couple of years. And I just finished doing his house and he said, you know, we only ever get together and you're doing work and for me or because I've hired you for something or I just want to hang with you. And it was just really nice to reconnect and get that back to being a friend.
Nice.
It was cool.
Nice. I can.
And I'm just also noticing that, you know, the training you gave us last week, I'm cognizant now that I've been doing this for years, mm-hmm. just, you know, the anatomy of the relationship and actually truly listening. And I'm also becoming very cognizant of when I shut down because I'm just not in a listening mode. So it's interesting.
Beautiful. On both accounts, both your outer win of, and I can feel that kind of richness, of not quote unquote just a business relationship, not that all of them have to be personal, and yet that sort of deeper gratification almost vibration I'm sensing of spending personal time with them as well. I feel the richness of it, the rekindling, great on that account, and great on your inner game of awareness around who you've already been naturally on, you know, having a complete experience as possible when you're listening to people, and or when, you know, when it all happens to us, when we get triggered, and at least noticing that so you can do, whether it be subconscious rewired method and or come back to, you can shift, you know, to awareness of, your inner game, I'm shifting now to that sense of self internally, at least to be aware of it and to bring self-love, even if you don't follow every scintilla of your emotional trigger or reaction, just to realize you've shifted from outer to inner, big win. Second, to soak that with equanimity, i.e. love of self, big win. Third, it will naturally have the trigger ease, get less loud, and naturally your love of self, i.e. equanimity, will start to cascade back into the person in the relationship. Even if you're not fully present, it's amazing how even a half-present human is a heck of a lot more delightful than a fully hijacked or non-present or triggered. So good on you on all accounts. Wonderful.
Yeah, I just find that, like, this whole experience, Heather, is, I now catch myself hearing birds fly by before I see them.
Wow. That's not only super sweet, and you reminded me, I actually quoted you today because there's a Wevo call, which you and Nancy and everyone is very welcome to be a part of every, of course, Cheryl, I just think of you already as part of the Wevo tribe. Welcome every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's kicking off a global intention, a new one each week together. It was on consciousness, and it's always both inspiring and pragmatically valuable. And I actually quoted, you know, the see out and hear out and your benefits that you've been having from that. So I know that that's, I talk about you guys in great ways in all different contexts of accolating your successes, very specifically, one, and two, love it. I can hear the bird before I even see it. That's super neat in terms of sensory acuity. Very good. Let's
get. I think it's pretty cool.
It's very cool. It's very cool. And I could have a whole evening just on why that's so cool. But for now, we're going to be a 3-2-1, muted or not. 3-2-1, Nikki,
you are a champion.
Woohoo! All right.
Thank you.
You bet. And Cheryl, either in chat box, if it's too noisy at Creekside Cafe, excuse me, or unmuted as you wish.
Well, I will try unmuted.
No, you're good.
Okay. So I've had several wins this week, so I will go through quickly. The first one was I had some dental work done in January, and I kept putting off the payment. I'd get the notice. I'd be like, okay, I'll take care of that tomorrow. So I finally called them up last week and I said, if you take $200 off, I will pay you off today. And she said, okay. And so I paid her off.
Woo!
Yeah. So,
I love not just the completeness, but the negotiating savvy. You go, girl. I love it.
And I am not a negotiator normally, but I put half of it on a credit card, but it still feels really good that is done because I pay my credit card. And so, yeah, so that was just like this big weight lifted and done and gone. My logo is in process of being created. I wrote the copy for my website and for my LinkedIn, sent it off to be proofed, and I just got that back right before the call. So that's in the works. And I don't know if anybody's heard of the presence process.
Yes, presence process.
So I started that on the 1st, and I've actually, you meditate 15 minutes in the morning and 15 at night, releasing past emotions. And then after that, I follow up with my mindfulness practice and then 68 seconds of looking at what I want to bring in. So I've been consistent with that. And that for me is amazing that I've been as consistent as I have been.
Wow. And yes, and I know, I mean, I'm just flashing back every time each of you share your wins, I have this sort of dual experience. It's like a time-lapse photography of the before and the now. The, you know, kind of no to wishy-washy habits to bam, nailing it. The kind of hijacked to like emotionally much more in the driver's seat in terms of results. The outer game negotiating, I sense that wasn't your old nature, but welcome to your new unit of time. You did it and I love it. So lots of wins and love the before and after vibe, picture, everything that I'm getting. So good on you.
Thank you.
All right, let's give her a 3, 2, 1. Cheryl, you are champion. Woo!
Yeah.
I love it. All righty. If you can mute for a bit, that would be great. And definitely, we are very all ears in the chat box. I think we pretty much covered it, but I thought I'd just capture this way in case there's any dangling participles that you want to share in the chat box, any of a complete experience of someone. Did anyone actually do that? Yes or no? All is well. Love to know. Even for a minute or 5 minutes where you were replaced your inner sense of self with a complete experience of someone else describing something, whether it was a story or a prospect or a friend. Love to see in the chat box, yes or no, all is well, but better to bring it to your consciousness. And even if you're saying no, it's like catches the monkey mind attention to do it this week. So love to see yes or no in the chat box. If anyone of you did it, yes, best friend in town and connected with lots of, yeah, wonderful, Nancy. Love to know any quantifiables of that. You know, did I do it once? Did I do it for a minute, 3 minutes? Any qualitative wins from it, anything at all, Nancy, and love to see from Cheryl and Nikki as well. And if we didn't cover any on other relationship side, 1, 2, we did. And if there was anything else for you on Cheryl on the business relationship side, feel free to add that in the chat box. As we migrate back to, this was last week's, but just because you weren't live, Cheryl, and I sensed you were this week, I thought I'd just kind of put this up for fun. I'm not sure if I had the right handles, but I kind of like the alliteration that I guesstimated of the three systems, environmental, physical systems that you made, and wanted to re-celebrate those, both for you and inspiration for others in the mastermind. Your writing rhythm spot, your sales central, and your paint playground. Thought I'd bring that up while you are live. All but the chair or the messy big better before pictures. It's all good. Yes, for a few minutes with my mom. Nikki, that's huge. Yes, I realize that I have been practicing what I think is herein. I focus on what people are saying and repeat what they are saying. Aha, fantastic. Technically, they are here out. Herein is your dialogue in your head. and great practice because you're hearing them and playing it back to them. It's called paraphrasing. And it's a fantastic business and life skill. So great, Cheryl. Great, Nikki. I know that's a big one for you. So that's awesome. Listening to having a complete experience of mom there. Awesome. I say in my head what they are saying. Ah, got it. Yes. So you're here, you're taking here out and you're playing it back as here in. Perfect. Got it, Cheryl. Thanks for the specificity. So again, just for visual inspiration and a reminder, if there are any images of your playwork progress, happy to integrate them into the deck if we get them in time. Alrighty, back to last week, which is really just continuing on with your playwork so you can continue to feed any qualitative or quantitative successes you had. Love to know any breakthroughs you had when you did that with your mom, Nikki, and or otherwise. Great. And to remind us, here is the not so good in red, and then I'll do the better in green, anatomy of relationship. So in fact, if anybody's game to unmute on this one, love to hear your understanding of this image, because better you anchor this in than I. So any one of you, love to have you unmute and just take a stab at what is this slide telling you as the not so ideal way we tend to listen as humans.
Heather, what I get from that is that when you're listening to somebody else, you're thinking about your own stuff, like what you're feeling. You're not really paying attention. You're sort of doing the kind of thing, but not really hearing what they say.
Perfect. Absolutely.
That's what I get from
any part of your subjective sense of self that see, hear, and feel in tends to eclipse or take over. So absolutely bang on and great. Love someone else. This was the not so ideal scenario while we are speaking. So what does this say to any one of you, Cheryl or Nancy?
Well, to me, instead of listening to what is being said, you're kind of watching people come into the coffee shop, watch what they're doing, instead of focusing on what's being said. The person may be sitting across from you, but you're not really looking at them or paying attention to them, or what, you're just kind of rambling.
Right. So you actually gave another scenario that's not so ideal, and it's a perfect example, and I'm going to just move the cursor so you can see it. Yes, when somebody's speaking, hearing out, you can be distracted by your inner thoughts. You can also be distracted by see out, which is exactly what you described. Great other scenario. So all these slides, they don't necessarily capture all the scenarios, but they're at least primary examples of them. How about this other one? When we are speaking as opposed to listening, what unideally is predominantly occurring for most humans?
They're internalizing and not connecting with the outside world.
Yeah, that feeling, and you've probably had it. Love to, you know, see in the chat box or nods or thumbs up or whatever. I definitely get this feeling when somebody's talking, and I could be anybody standing in front of them because they're not really talking to me. They're speaking out of their past and just rambling. And so, yes, they're in their own internal world, and they're not actually anchored in who they're connected to. So absolutely, Nancy. On the better side, not capturing necessarily all the scenarios, but some of them, somebody want to describe what this image means to you in terms of more ideal while you're listening, what could be a better thing to do? I'll pause. Cheryl, when someone is complaining in line, it depends on your reaction to it. So basically, you're describing a hear out, which hear out can be negative, but what is your reaction to it? Do you have a negative trigger to it internally that doesn't serve you? Or are you having, and this is tougher, but are you, for example, having a complete experience of them complaining, i.e. you're aware of them and you're soaking them, even if they don't know it, with equanimity? or deep acceptance or unconditional love, and you are literally purifying consciousness for the world. If I got your question right, that would be a Buddha-like response, like a 10x difference compared to how people would typically respond. Oh, why is that person bitching? I see the difference. Excellent. Great. So love to hear somebody just cueing in on this third image of what does this say to you in terms of a possibilities you have of much more epic ways of interacting with people.
Well, being a little more holistic, just like using your mind's eye and your ears and your feeling to understand what they're talking to you about.
Absolutely. At minimum, quote unquote, understand, which could be more part of the mind, and or if you so wish, you don't always have to do it, but it's an option to have a complete experience. You know, when we understand, that's fine. We're still having our own here in to integrate that, which is totally legitimate as an option. Or you can replace your internal dialogue, et cetera, and just have a complete experience of the story they're describing, for instance, or the needs they have as a prospect or a client. Either way is completely legitimate and a heck of a lot healthier than what's above. So great. And as inspired by Nancy, Nancy caught that, well, what's the more optimal way while you're speaking? And it was a missing that I had in the training last week. So literally at, you know, 8:35 last week, or 5 minutes after we finished, I then played with that. I didn't cover every scenario, but I created a slide for that extra scenario that Nancy caught as an addition. So while we're speaking, a possible ideal way to be is, yes, you have a sense of your own voice, you know, you're here out, you're conscious of what you're saying. And yet at the same time, you can anchor in C out, especially if you're with people physically, to see their reactions, their responses, and gauge your interaction with them in relation to their reactions to you in a healthy, interactive, connected way, as one of the many ways you could be more healthy when you're speaking, as opposed to lost in your own inner dialogue about things. So thanks for the inspiration, Nancy, and hopefully that gives you a suggested strategy.
Excellent, thank you.
Pleasure, and thanks for the inspiration. Great, so that's sort of half of our, what about the empathy, feel what is going on with them? Great question, Cheryl. This occurs right here, the left bottom left slide. You can see my cursor, I think, where you are, you can either, you've got two options in relation to the feel in. You can either have a complete experience of whatever emotion they're describing. So whether it's, you know, joy or sadness, either one, you can have a complete experience of the emotion they're describing. That's option number one. Or you can choose an emotion like empathy, like care, like compassion, and have that be your feel in, and have a complete experience of being compassionate, and have that internally. It will bathe you with purification by evoking the emotion of compassion, and it will also come out of your pores and bathe them and purify their experience as well. Those are your two main options. Great question. Because this is like, it's wonderful that I can simplify the incredibly complex array of human experience, and yet there's nuances. So I'm really glad you guys are thinking in to your real life experiences and asking very specific questions. I've also been talking, feel someone put wall up or their joy, etc. I think if I'm understanding what you're writing, Cheryl, that you're quote unquote just describing different nuances. We can get lost in the details of the human story or the range of human emotions. The beauty of this 2x3 matrix, this incredibly elegant model, is that it encapsulates 100% of anything your level or experience. And my answer, luckily for you, would be similar in that you can have a complete experience of the feeling of somebody putting up a wall and soak that with equanimity. And or you can evoke an emotion of unconditional love or acceptance, or as Brett, founder of Wevo, would talk about, you know, he talks about Wevo freedom, zero expectation, manipulation, judgment or control. So you could pick one of those and have, be unattached to any expectations that they drop their wall and be completely okay that it's there. So regardless, wonderful that you got it. You, again, you're either having a complete experience of their presenting emotion, or you're consciously, proactively choosing one and having a complete experience of that. Great specificity of questions. Luckily for you and all of us, the answer is very similar or the same, so that it's, I'm simplifying the model. And just FYI, if I think it's Nancy. Oh, no, you did. Okay, you muted. Okay, great. Thank you. Great. So that is half of the recap. Second half, and again, we're not just recapping, but we're drilling down into deeper learnings, which is exactly what I want you to do. Either you take a shot at describing the image to test your understanding, and or drill me with questions. So perfect what you're doing. Then we got into kind of all your different strategy options on the inner game, your mindfulness sequences, which we just touched on, having a complete experience of other, and or the subconscious rewired method, the bonus from a couple of weeks ago, and or on your business relationships on the outer game, it tends to fall into a relationship that you're either resolving, negotiating, which Cheryl did this week, and or creating. Well, in fact, in many ways, Nikki had a resolving, Cheryl had a negotiating, and Nancy had a creating. So love it all, and good on all of you. So terrific. And likewise, we got into the mindfulness sequence. That's just an image of what we've spoken about. So that's a pretty straightforward recap, where you're actually having a complete experience of what the person is saying on the outer game. And then we moved into on the outer game of building your relationships, what are options within business and within life. And again, we looked at the inner game options on the resolving side predominantly. So a lot of it can be done, and this is the relief of it all. When and if you ever, you know, butt up against people, you know, thank God, you don't actually have to go, oh my God, I got to have a dialogue with them, you know? Yes, sometimes it's relevant. I had one of those this weekend and it went very well. So sometimes it's relevant, but 80 to 90% of the time, I actually, well, I always take 100% responsibility, and 80 to 90% of the time, I use these exact tools to do my own inner game clearing. And therefore, there's like, I drop the need for outer game resolution dialogues down to like 10 to 20%, which is a huge relief. One, it's a time saver too. And you know, only part of the world is really keen to have those dialogues. You know, we just realize over time. And so good on us, we've got some inner game resolution tools. So that's on the resolving side. Then on the negotiating side, it's making sure they win. For example, you know, do number one, which is what this means, plus make sure they win, which, for example, you know, Cheryl made sure they got some of the payment and then they were at a resolution. I love that. And then on the creating side, it's make sure everybody wins, which Nancy was referring to in her example. So any additions to this, reminders of wins you got, and or questions digging into the relationship side of the business and life success. This is the fourth of the seven business killers, slash we're bringing them into creators. And we've done leaps and bounds on the relationship side just within a matter of 7 days together. I'm very proud of each of you. Any questions and or wins or insights, feel free to toss them in the chat box. With these tools, I helped a friend, resolve an issue she was having with another friend. So thank you. Love that. And this is what starts to happen is, first, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first, seek to understand first, then road test second, and then three, start to pay it forward. I love it, because what happens, you still win one because you learn what you teach, And then the fourth win is that your friend wins. And the fifth is that you actually receive the blessings of the recognition and their gratitude. So a 5-round win there. Good on you, Nikki. Cheryl, I got a call from Sedona Rouge about doing classes there. Yeehaw, tomorrow I will follow up. You bet you will, Cheryl, and can't wait to hear the continued progress of that. Love it. Whoever is going to receive your artistic talents and skills, one, is very lucky, and two, somebody's already put it out, a rocket of desire, a request to the universe, and you are just fulfilling their artistic desire. So know that all of us, there are people already looking for you. That's one of the beauties when you start to understand this success dynamic and the coming on to people's radar screen. There are people who've already put out dreams and sweet spot goals and rockets of desire for what you do. So celebrate. Oh, yeah, right. Somebody's already looking for me, and say, thank you, universe, that people already are asking for what I do, and specifically me. And thank you, universe, in advance for connecting us. Great and good accolades from Nikki. Love it, people. Great concreteness as we round this one out. All righty. So second chapter, so to speak, of our vignette here this evening together, coming into the 7 mindfulness, mindful solutions to stop 7 business killers. And again, I just can't resist to flash these 7 alchemical transformations that we're producing layer upon layer together. Ah, more focus, which Cheryl was talking about this evening, deeper peace in relationships and satisfaction, knowing the score on the finances, among other things, and getting results, building our relationships, and rounding the corner into number 5 this week on the lead gen and sales side. I'm excited for all of you. We've already won, and we continue to win. So let's go. Alrighty, so business killer number 5 is those sales slips, and they can happen on the inner game, the outer game. We're going to unbundle that in a moment. But it's that chasing the dollars, chasing the sales, and or busting it, screwing it up, darn it, when the actual moment is about to seal the deal or not. Live or on the phone, that feeling of, oh God, another one quietly bites the dust. This is what we're dissolving, resolving, and solving right here, right now. And so as we do, I want to first, in the chat box, have each of you put your quantitative side of this. Again, top numbers, 8, 9, or 10, if this is a big challenge error for you. Mid numbers if it's a mid challenge, lower numbers if you get sales in the door. It may still be conscious confidence, but you have that. So love to see the numbers coming in. Got it, Nikki. Got it, Nancy. Got it. Okay, all in similar numbers so that we're in the same boat. Got it. And so let's now take it to other people sell me for me. Oh. Well, that's actually a completely legitimate business option, just so you know. Various forms of, anywhere from agents to referral partners to licensing and franchising. I mean, that is a very legitimate business option. And so whether it's a casual referral to an agreed upon affiliate to agents, etc., no, for each of you, that is a very legitimate outer game business strategy. So I'm just anchoring that in, hence why I'm slowing down and naming it. Take notes. All right. So as we progress, I want to each of you to capture in the chat box on the inner game and outer game. So on the inner game, we were sort of referring to sales triggers, and then the outer game is more on the sales slip side. So what are your key sales slips or triggers? Let's start with the inner game. I'm giving examples here, but I'm happy for you to really tune in. What, is it, the sort of that more desperate panicky feeling of I need the sale and you never actually get into the conversation because that's running you? Is it, I don't know if they'll buy at that price, so a doubt or a worry as you're going into the sales conversation? Is it more an anger, you know, I can't believe they didn't buy reaction? Or what's your unique before or during sales triggers that tends to happen for you on the inner game? But get paid less because I don't do the sales or marketing. Undersell yourself. Undersell yourself. So got it, Nancy. And better that than not, for one. And I mean that very sincerely. Two, that it gets you in the motion of serving more clients, which you've upregulated since Rewired for Success, which is great. And therefore you build more confidence, and therefore you build more results and testimonials, and therefore you become more powerful at selling yourself, both inner game strength of knowing the results you produce and outer game testimonial results. So it's all on the path. I've definitely commissioned affiliate partners, etc. So yes, make less money, get more results. So all is well. Cheryl, all of those have occurred at one time or other. Got it. And if there's one that's more predominant, it's healthy for you, not just for me in the chat box, but for each of you to start to dial into which inner game sales trigger do you want to work on clearing this week, and or on the, with the subconscious Rewired method, and or being more mindfulness and soaking it with love and equanimity. So that's why I'm asking very specifically, the more specific you can tune into, which is your biggest inner game trigger. Nikki, don't know if they'll find value in what I do or what to charge my services. Right, so there's a more of an inner game on the value side and more of an outer game on the services side. Understandable and clear, Nikki, and really good to clear on the value side. And then perhaps in our one-on-one, we can talk on the, we can both do the subconscious Rewired method and or on the dollar external service side. Been there too, Nick. You don't know if they'll buy that price or if it's worth what I ask. Yeah. Excuse my candor. Nikki's at least seen it, and I'm trying to remember whether Nancy has. I don't know. You can put in the chat box if any of others have trained with Joel Bauer, but oh my God, he's a multimillionaire, hilarious marketing trainer. What is the correct link for booking the one-on-one, Heather? Again, it's in the third tab of the member site under bonuses. It's the top of the seven bonuses. There's a link there to my time trade calendar. I also have a harder time selling the outcomes, get caught up in the how, not the why. So these are all good things you may want to bring to your one-on-one session, by the way. And Nancy, I know we're booked for 10 tomorrow morning. And Cheryl, the same time for me. I think it's 7 o'clock your time, Thursday morning. And you're welcome, Nikki. Okay, so great. And now, more specifically, on the outer game, what tends to be, and these are, again, are just examples, but tune in either, and I've broken it down into sort of three categories. Is it more the before, like you don't tend to prep your key points and or process, i.e. questions you're going to ask your prospect? Is it more the during, you talk too much, you don't ask, you're not in service? And or is it more the after of, you tend to give up if they don't buy on the first offer or round or conversation? So you can just put before, during, or after, or for your sake, the more you turn into the sales process, the outer game of the sales process, and what part do you tend to be most challenged with, and or which one that if you worked on would get you the biggest gain or mileage? Great awareness, Nancy. Great awareness of what's driving it. So I would do subconscious Rewired method on clearing that, very much so, and then start to anchor in the, on the second half of the subconscious Rewired method, the upside of that. Like, I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I don't have to talk so much. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that my clients, my prospects, tell me exactly what they need, which makes the selling process so much easier. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I'm excited to let them speak, and I listen deeply with my mindfulness. You get the idea. So that's the second half of anchoring in the new you. I work with a lot of tourists, so if they say no the first time, there is not a second opportunity. I'm going to hotels, I don't follow through. Good awareness of your two markets, Cheryl. So two different strategies, and we may want to look at that again on your private one-on-one on Thursday, but don't wait for this and take what I'm giving you now and start to jumpstart. I always challenge assumptions. Is it possible to have a follow through with your tourists? Ask that question and come with your best ideas on Thursday, Cheryl. And definitely there can be better strategies on the hotel side of follow through. Great awareness and specificity, huh? I think it would be after, and I struggle with my confidence in how to explain what it is that I do. Yeah, so Nikki, I think it's a both, and we can work on that. But I've, you know, walked you through in the past key points of benefits. This is on the before, key points of benefits and process of what you're offering and doing, and then, you know, on the gratis side, and then offering on the contracting side. So I would say practicing the marketing and sales strategy that we birthed for you, anchoring it in the before, and then practicing it on the during, would be a big win for you. I struggle with my confidence. And by the way, because you're more confident on the staging side, you can practice it on with the staging business, because that's your current focus on raising those funds, and that will build your practice on the horse healing business when the time is right. All right, great job, everyone. Okay, you're welcome. And so this is the kind of what we're going for, the yay sales and the yay satisfied clients, which is already coming. You had that great staging, Nikki, to a point where they wanted to have you for dinner. Nancy, you reported as well. Excuse me. And Cheryl's got stories coming in as well. So along with that inner peace of mind of actually sharing with the world what your gifts and talents are. So we're going to migrate into this even more. A brief reminder from the very original way back when webinar that each of you were on, and I think it's very timely now as we move more into the sales conversation, which is, what is business anyways? And one of the ways I describe it is this bridge. And what is being exchanged across the bridge? A few things. Your products and or services for dollars are being exchanged across this thing called business. And if you get tripped up by business, just go, oh, wow, who am I going to exchange my services, my products and services with today? Who's looking for what I have? I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that people are looking for what I have. And thank you for connecting this universe. It's an exchange of skills and relationships. And at the simplest, most fundamental level, it's an exchange of energy. And I hearken to the co-training that I do with Brett, founder of Wevo. It's very much an exchange of giving as well. Give first, give often, give big, and give forward. 4 G's within Wevo and within my world, very powerful to implement. And again, the Wednesday Wevo webinar that is gratis, and especially as all members now of Wevo, is open to you. And we'll make sure you get that link to enroll. Great. And so these are what creates the bridge, the real relationships, and or makes and or breaks, depending on what you're transferring across this bridge of human exchange. And so we're clearing out the junk. We just, as I can hear Nikki on this one, like, I just don't need it anymore. I'm clearing it all out. That's it, period. It's like gone. And each week we're clearing out more of the dust bunnies, more of the energetic old yada yada da, and amen, anchoring in what it really takes. And it's just way more joyful and satisfying. So great. And so the first half of the what we're doing on the mindfulness side, and then the second half on the outer game. I just had an aha. Wonderful. I do all of that except that I'm not confident about getting money for it. Really clear, narrowing down specificity. You are worth it, Nikki. Look at what you produce. Forget quote-unquote Nikki for a moment, meaning your subjective sense of self. And just talk about, you know how well you're doing. Here's the strategy. You know how well you're doing anchor out with the birds, et cetera? Anchor out in your clients' results. Anchor out in your staging gigs. Anchor out in the horses you heal. And just have a heyday this week of anchoring out, just marinating yourself. And this is for each one of you. And I just got it. I boomeranged with your aha, Nikki. I just tag teamed with you to take it up a notch. Each of you, write this down. It's a gem, I'm telling you. Because you now know this model, I can speak to you in this way. Anchor in complete experiences of your client's enthusiasm, whether it's humans or horses, the results you produce. And believe me, it's going to carry you miles. When you just soak in their joy, then you'd be selfish not to get it out to the world. It would be a sin, quote unquote, not to get it out to the world. So great tag team on the mastermind of AHAs there, Nikki. Wonderful. And so without further ado, on the inner game of business, you're going to notice that what I'm going to do is take the anatomy of a relationship, which is at the core of sales. You're welcome, Nikki, is at the core of sales. And yay, the routine is identical in the anatomy of relationship and the anatomy of sales, thank heavens. So it's, you know, you're going to be able to have a second week of practicing the same thing, and yet we're going to focus directly on the prospect client experience. So let me just dial through on this and make it that much clearer. So the relationship, just a brief recap of the anatomy of relationship while you're listening. The not so good that we brought in is they're talking and you've got some inner game going on that's totally distracting, and it kills sales, by the way, let alone kills relationships. So amen, we're cleaning out the inner closet. We're done with the yada da yada da of all our triggers inside. Yawn, boring. It's time to have epic relationships, let alone epic results. And then the not so ideal when you are speaking, where you're just in your own inner world and you're anchored in as opposed to anchored out and making connections, which is also a relationship and sales killer. Thank God we've made it uber clear, this incredibly seeming complex world of human dynamics. Thank God for this 3x2 mindfulness matrix. I've never seen anything more clear and more relevant way of walking us through the human experience that's very practical to real life. So now, the anatomy of a sales or business exchange. When you are listening, for example, to your prospects, is as they're telling you, and everybody will, believe me, when you ask what are the problems with that horse, boy, they're going to tell you when they're or with their business strategy or with the empty walls in their house or their hotel and the lack of art. You know, you get one or two or three key discovery questions under your belt for your sales conversation, discovery questions, which brings out, quote unquote, the pain that they're wanting to have gain in. Mark my words, write this down, do it this week. You get three top discovery questions of their pain gain that you can deliver on, and that's almost all you'll need to have better sales conversations. I'm committed to taking the complex and make it simple for you. So write down, and somebody please write in the chat box, discovery questions, and your top three discovery questions. In fact, write that down in the chat box, top three discovery questions, and have those, write those down for yourself so that your prospects just tell you exactly what their pain is in relation to the gain that you can deliver on. And you may also want to write down top three gain. So the top three gains, thank you, Nancy, that you can deliver in, and then reverse engineer and create three discovery questions. Great, that unearth that. So your top three gains, 3, 5, whatever you want, that you can deliver, or benefits, same thing, but pain gain is a way to put it, and three discovery questions to unearth their pain in relation to those gains. It's sales gold, what I just said in the last 120 seconds. So write it down, listen to the recording. We're just shy of the hour mark. I'm telling you this, you want more money, you want more sales, don't come whining to me. And I'm being a bit harsh to catch the attention of your monkey mind so that you'll hear and do what I'm recommending. 3 to 5 gains benefits that you deliver on, and three discovery or a discovery question for each to unearth their pain in relation to that gain. I still have the issues with owning my gains. I got it, Nancy, and get objective this week. Your client just got excited. So write down what those gains are. And I would encourage each one of you to bring your best answers to our discovery session, so we're not starting from square one, and that we can complete versus just begin our dialogues together. So bring your best answers to your top gains, benefits that you bring, and or the questions that will unearth their pains in relation to it, or whatever you want to work on. So bring your best draft solutions to our session. In fact, we'll open up a Google Doc so you can cut and paste and drop in your goodness if you want, and we can track it. All right, so where was I? That was a sales rant on your behalf. Anatomy of a sales or business exchange. So on the better side, you are fascinated by what your prospect says, but don't forget, it's not just a rant on their state that they're running the sales conversation. You're in the driver's seat, but not from a speaking standpoint, from a facilitation standpoint, because you're asking the best questions. Are those the gains we offer them? Yes. The gains or benefits we offer them. Exactly, Cheryl. Great. So yes, you got your top gains benefits. You're turning them into questions. You're asking them those questions to unearth their pain in relation to the gain you can provide. And all of a sudden, you're listening deeply and having a complete experience of their pain in relation to the gains that you can produce for them. So that is exactly how you apply this relationship model into your sales experience. I'm going to pause there and say, any clarifying questions? Because I've given you a bundle, though it is very clear, and yet I want to pause for a moment and see any clarifying questions. In fact, you know what? I'd love someone to unmute and recap your understanding of the mini sales process I just gave you. Your sales prep and process. Yeah.
So what I got, let's see, we should put together our top three discovery questions, which basically unearths the pain that they're wanting to get rid of or have gain in. And then the top three gains, so the top three benefits, I'm guessing, from of what it is that we have to offer for our service.
Absolutely perfect. One, two, that's the order I brought it up in. And to clarify, I would, when you're prepping, I would reverse the order. So you're focused on what are the gains, benefits, and you can put 5 or 35, as many get benefits. So say left side of the page, write down all the gains, benefits that you produce. And then right side of the page, the pain questions or discovery questions that unearth their pains in relation to those gains.
Got it.
Sweet. Really good job. Awesome. Any clarifying questions on that? That's as simple and yet powerful as I can make a game-changing habit. You do this alone and you have built, you've done your prep, you've built your sales process, and you have a very, that's the before, and you've got a very effective during unit to road test. Mark my words. I'm excited for you. Just two steps. Awesome. Okay, great. And to match and honor Nancy's inspiration from last week, I also wanted to bring in this second half of when we're speaking, because at some point in the sales conversation we are, though the old paradigm is you speak a lot, you got your sales pitch, your sales presentation, it's old paradigm. So it's more of a 20-80 in terms of the amount that you're speaking. Having said that, you're more of a facilitator, a guide, based on your process that you've designed in advance. And the anatomy of the sales or business exchange while you're speaking is that you are, yes, aware of what you're saying, you're conscious of it, and yet you're conscious of them and their response. And whether it's their visual cues they're giving to you, and or their hear out that they're giving back to you, and or an emotional read that you're getting, either way, you're aware of other in relation to your exchange. So there's the first half, you're prepping your gains, you're prepping your pain questions, you're facilitating that process, you're deeply listening to them, and then as and when you speak, you're still aware of them, as opposed to dropping into self, to complete the second half of the sales experience. Any ahas or insights or questions around that? Are those the gains we offer them? Yes, Cheryl. Nancy, get good discovery questions. Are you just anchoring that in for yourself that it's important, and or are you having an insight, or are you asking a question on the discovery questions, Nancy? Oh,
that was what I was just answered that when you first asked it. So that
oh, good on you.
Okay, so what's really interesting is the guide facilitator aspect of it, because that's kind of what I do, is I help guide people and help them figure out stuff for themselves. So that's, in a way, it's almost one of my gains, but then now I can see how I can use it a lot more effectively in sales.
Absolutely. What tends to happen, especially with people who are coaches, trainers, consultants, facilitators, is that they forget. They think they need to throw off their consulting hat and toss on a sales hat and just botch the whole thing. One, two, there is an element that we need to take off our consulting or coaching hat, in that it's not about delivering the service during the sales process. You don't want to overwhelm them with your solutions and quote unquote give them all the answers to have them say no to. Either. So there's an element that you are taking off the solution provider, the complete solution provider hat, but you are keeping on the facilitative side of discovery of their challenges or problems and what could be a match to serving them. Does that make sense?
Yep, that's good.
Sweet. Sweet. Any other ahas or insights on this as we're going to carry forward and add a final round of wins on tonight, but I want to pause either in chat box or audio if there's any insights. I overwhelm people, I presume, with the talking to them more than asking them, and or giving them too many solutions before they've really said yes. Is that what you're saying, Nikki? Too many solutions, right. Okay, very good awareness. And I was a culprit of that before, and I get it. I mean, when I hear an entrepreneur and they kind of, as I ask them to do, you know, basically give me your unedited inner dialogue of your challenge, your inner challenge and or your outer business challenge, they'll go for 5 minutes and I've got 8 solutions, you know, 4 on the inner game, 4 on the outer game. And I'm like, oh God, how do I not take my own bait of trying to solve it immediately? Even if you were able to, and you thought you were so clever to, they're actually not going to thank you, even if you think they are, because they're not ready for it. They haven't energetically contracted to receive it, and hence why there's the overwhelm. Yep, that's me, and you're right, they don't. Yes, exactly. So we think, oh God, if I just wow them with my brilliance of solution, then they'll say yes to me, and we wonder why they don't. And this is a nuance of sales that people don't really get. And I'm glad you guys are being specific in the chat box and or audio, because you're drawing out the nuances from me, which is great. And we wonder why they don't. I gave them my best ideas. Why didn't they say yes? Because they weren't energetically ready to say yes. because you hadn't actually contracted for them. What we want is to demonstrate enough value, i.e. a good idea or two, that keeps them feeling good, not overwhelmed, so that they stay, you know, Tony Robbins, people buy an emotion and justify with logic. If your prospect feels overwhelmed, why would they want to give money to somebody who makes them feel overwhelmed? Even if you're brilliant, even if you could solve their overwhelm, it feels like overwhelm and therefore they don't buy. You got it? And I'm just saying that to your monkey mind for a moment in that tonality. I'm very much had all your backs, and I'm really wonderful, Nikki, and I'm really just wanting to land this. It is a facilitative role in the new paradigm of sales to do it elegantly. My internal mantra, one of my internal mantras, is leave people better than I found them. And every time I enter a prospect conversation, I'm always committed to leaving them better than I found them. And that is not a solution dump. It is, at minimum, having them recognize, this is part of the gift, is having them recognize their pain gain, i.e. what are their biggest challenges and what could be solutions. And oh, by the way, that alone is a gift, one. Two, as you facilitate them through the recognizing first, then if they're open, the elegant suggesting or offering that you may have solutions for them, are they open? And they say yes. And then you give them a taste of what's possible. The headlines, a taste of value. And it's not a teasing taste. It is a real taste. And yet it's not the whole meal, the whole enchilada. You're not giving them the whole buffet. You're giving them an appetizer, which is super yummy and tasty. It really is satisfying and yet not overwhelming. And then you give them the proposal for the whole buffet, of which they say, please or thank you. Yes, I want it all, or I want the main course without dessert, for example. So hopefully all of that is clear, and great job, gang. We can continue to dialogue in this as we just round the bend here. On, let me just see. Oh yeah, we got a few things. What am I thinking? So while you're, this is the visual look of the exact same routine. So you've got the, while you're listing, this is the exact same from last week applied to sales. So you're having a complete experience of what the prospect's pain and gain is. And on when you're speaking, just subtle adjustment, you're actually, the hear out is you now. You're aware of what you're saying, and then you are looking for cues, for social cues, for pain gain, are you on track, are you aligned with them cues. And that could be any one of see out, etc. So that's just a visual representation of that. I didn't go all, cue this all up. I just did it as a picture. Again, a weekly reminder of great practice. And so what we're going to do now for a few moments, at least once, is practice this. How on earth are we going to practice this? Is that I am going to, right here, right now, I am going to play a potential prospect. So that's going to be the hear out. And you're going to spend a few minutes as the internally labeling your complete experience of me, the prospect. And it's see in or hear in, see in, feel in. You're going to have a complete experience of me, the prospect. And then soak your experience with a curiosity and a deep okayness as we do this. So I'm just rounding it out because I realize I still have some outer game stuff I want to bring you. So without further ado, yes, I am going to play your prospect for a moment, and I can't necessarily be the horse and the hotel and the company, but it will be some sort of pain gain combination, and it's more for the practice. So without further ado, just get comfy, as alert and yet relaxed as possible, and knowing that your object of meditation is me as the prospect, and you're having a complete experience where your labels are hear in, see in, feel in, or potentially feel out as you have a complete experience of me the prospect. Just do your best. It's all good. And here we go. So yeah, thanks for asking. I get really challenged as an entrepreneur when I try and do my lead generation and my sales conversion, and I wonder which method is actually working, and I'm not sure which one is working, so I kind of have to one, and then I go to the next one, and I kind of have to another one. And then if and when I get to the actual sales conversation, I'm sort of overwhelmed with already worried if they don't buy, where am I going to get my next lead? So I'm not really present to them at all. But what I want is to not only have one lead gen that works for me, that's sort of not on autopilot, but I'm good at, and that I really enjoy the prospect conversation, and that I'm really present to my prospects, and I leave them better than I found them. So that's sort of in a nutshell my kind of pain gain, what I'm shooting for. So I hope that's helpful. Pause. That was pretty quick, yet it was pretty realistic as to, wow, that's a prospect presenting themselves, and I'd love to either see in the chat box and or hear on the audio just even a snippet of a win of how you were able to be more present to them, and or because you were more present to them, you could more clearly imagine how you could serve them. Any win at all in this first?
So for me, it was what I experienced, the joy when you talk about how much you would like love to enjoy or enjoy joy, that, and I really picked up on how much your everything changed when you said that word.
Nice. Very good. And I can feel you resonating with it. It's not just a mental game. Life isn't. Let alone sales. And I would pick up on that as a prospect. You resonating, whether empathizing with my pain and or resonating with my gain of that joy, either one, I will register that as a prospect, either spoken or unspoken. I will register that you have done that in a new and deeper way. It's going to pay back big time. Great, Cheryl. I felt the joy as well. Wonderful. Any other noticings just in that 2-minute road test, just even a scintilla of more sensory acuity that you gained in any way? I could feel your frustration with your challenges. Yes. The catch here is to be present to the pain without getting kind of caught up in it. The beauty of this is that you are asking them about pains that you can solve, and therefore you're less likely to get caught up in it. You can empathize with it, but you're less likely to get caught up in it because you're so excited because you have a solution for them and you can help them. And so this is an arena where it's quote unquote safer from a mindfulness way to be present in their pain, because you're less likely to get triggered and you're more likely to be excited about the gain you can deliver. You got very loud in here, so I will not be going to my, all is well. I sent that, Cheryl. I wanted to refer her to you. Oh, bless your pecan heart, Nikki. Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. And true, I wanted to refer her to me too. I love it. Thanks, Nikki. That's great. All righty. Just a mini practice. If we have more time at the end, we may actually, and I'm going to put this out as an offer after we wrap up officially. If one of you wants to play prospect and give us one more opportunity to be mindful to it, it could be very powerful to have that 2-minute practice while we're together. So I'll put that out for a potential bonus at the end. Alrighty. So love to see in the chat box on this inner/outer game, how do you feel you're most going to apply the mindfulness practice this week? Before we go to outer game stuff, how do you feel you're most going to apply the mindfulness practice to your prospecting and or sales conversations this week, whether on your inner game of clearing things and or your outer game on road testing it? Love to see what feels juicy, real, and true for you in the chat box. How you will get the most M-cube, maximum meditation, keep doing my 15 minutes two by a day. Wonderful, Nancy. And if there's something specific that you want to be aware of in your 15 minutes a day around prospecting or sales, feel free to put that in the chat box, is the specific invitation this week. No need, but definitely an invitation. Look forward to Nick. Definitely want to get the benefits gain list and questions. And nice, Nikki, love that. Okay, great. I will definitely clear out when I talk to Greg at Sedona Rouge. Wonderful. So clearing on the inner game first, whether that's through subconscious rewired method and or being present to, you can do a mindfulness routine, Cheryl, on his wonderfully ecstatic, you asking him great questions, pain game questions, and him being ecstatic at what you're bringing to him could be also great to do on your inner game routines, mindfulness routines before you get there. Work on my questions. Love it, Nancy. All right, great. So rounding the corner, it's really sort of a summary of inner and outer game business strategies. On the inner game, we've definitely got your mindfulness business sequence, having a complete experience of the sales conversation pre or during. Also, definitely the subconscious rewired method on any of your sales triggers. Total two huge wins if we never brought anything else. And oh, by the way, yes, I want to give you more as promises, bonuses, is on the outer game. This is like what I've been giving you each week is I've been custom picking from my 12-month Rewired for Business curriculum and hand delivering them to you. So we're going to touch on tonight, I'm just introing it, just beginning, on the outer game of sales, some ideas on your before, more ideas actually, on your before, during, and after of your sales process. So we've already had a number. The key win, I think, tonight on your outer game is the before around your gain benefits and your pain questions as a process for your during. Hugely simplified and valuable, I'm hoping, for each one of you. And that facilitative role versus the old pitch bogus. Been there, done that, old. Alrighty. So drilling down, here's your visual recap when you're listening, your visual recap when you're speaking, tuning into your cues, your visual cues, and your subconscious rewired method. I release all yada yada with yada yada. And I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful, and really celebrating the you you're becoming in this world of business and sales. And like, step up, girls. It's like, enjoy it. Like, you know, the rest of the world is, you know, the world is turning and people are exchanging every day their benefits. Like, get out of the closet, come out into the light, enjoy who you are as a contributor to this world, and really stand and own it and enjoy it, damn it. I'm calling out your highest self. As you do the second half of your subconscious rewiring, which is anchoring in the new and radiant you. Awesome. So that's the two on the inner game. And do the SRM. Yes. Great. Nikki, I also want to look at what's Lisa. Yep. Great, 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 great. Okay. And now on the outer game. So on the before side, one piece I want to highlight, and these are, I'm going to bring to you three tools that I've built. I'm not going to train you on them tonight, but I'm going to give you access to all of them tonight. And that's really cool. And you can hand pick, and these are for life. So you can unbundle the magic and continue to build your sales skills, all gratis, all bonused in, all part of mind your own business. Alrighty. So on the before side, I'm going to give you access to the sales booking formula, and I'll show you that image in a moment. On the during side, I'm going to give you access to the sales closing checklist. These are all custom built by Rewired and my road tested, proven what's work and throw out what doesn't. And on the, it's really, this one is before, during, and after, the sales doubling scorecard. And this is what we're producing here, one client at a time. I'm excited for you. This is, as again, groundbreaking as everything else I brought you, and as taking the complex and making it simple as possible. So without further ado, I'm going to show you exactly where you can get that, get these. The new, not yet by any stretch fully built, it's just beginning the skeleton, but we're finally building rewiredworldwide.com. I have lived for the last 5 years on quote unquote opt-in pages for Rewired for Success and Happiness, etc. And we're just beginning building, it's only about 10% built so far, rewiredworldwide.com, which is going to be just an incredible warehouse of resources and interactivity. And what is there now, and in fact, I'll just show you sort of the front image. This image might change, the byline might change, et cetera. In fact, Nancy or Nikki, you might even be in this room. This is one of the rooms I was training in for Rewired for Success Days. And so that will be the image for now. Anyways, you'll see when you go to rewiredworldwide.com. And what you'll see right below that on the homepage is tools to grow your business directly. And there's three of them. The exact three that I just highlighted are now accessible there. And so the sales booking formula, turn your collection of old leads or when you go to a networking event into new sales using an email template that reignites prospects who haven't been followed up on, or sometimes even if they've gone cold for years, or when you just go to a networking event and the very next day get booked sales in your calendar. Wow, really? Yes, yes. So that is right there, and all you do is click on this image on the Rewired Worldwide page. Right beside it is this image, a sales closing checklist. Excuse me. And I'll show you an image of all of these actually in a moment, the covers. And right beside that is the sales doubling scorecard. You are welcome to access all of them. Excuse me. You, yes, it's just the way it's structured. You need to opt in to get each one of them, but you can always, like, if you're getting multiple emails from us, then just, you know, cancel the subscriptions of the multiple ones and then just remain on definitely any programs you've bought from us, like Mind Your Own Business or Rewired for Success. Definitely stay on those lists because that's how we connect with you as clients. Regardless, get them all if you want, and or at minimum, I would say the sales closing checklist is a great full go-to. And just to show you the covers, we've got the sales booking formula, very simple, one or two methods to either for old leads and or for new leads. You walk out of a networking event, you get all these cards, you need to never follow through. Well, may that never be the same. And have, as I have, a way of following through that gets booked sales conversations in your calendar within 24 to 48 hours. Yes. Second is the sales closing checklist, and I've literally broken down, yay, exactly, Cheryl, the before, during, and after of every great sale. I've done a executive summary one-pager, and then just in about two or three pages, unbundled the magic a little bit more of each one of those. So this is also brilliant. And if you choose to access them today, then, or, you know, sooner rather than later, then you can also ask me questions next week about these. So again, I can't do a whole Rewired for Sales course embedded in this one, but I'm giving you access to my best. And third and final, basically five ways to double your sales in your business. And it's a scorecard, and it's a way of you seeing, oh, I could do it this way or that way, et cetera. I've run a whole, I think Nancy, you were there. I ran a whole Rewired for Success training on these five strategies, actually, about a year ago. So, whew, that was a big mitful. Again, just relax. Don't go into, oh my God, overwhelmed. Go into, thank you for making this complex. People pay tens of thousands of dollars to be well trained in sales. And I have made it as simple and as accessible and as all included as I possibly could. And so I'm actually going to, I'm excited to check it out. Me too, Cheryl, I'm excited for you to check it out. So what I'm going to do is actually, I'm going to click in a few more and officially close, and then we can come back to, in case anybody does have to go, and then come back for some bonus, any customizing of what you may want to do this week, but we've done a bunch of that. So without further ado, any more actions on your outer game, I want to ask you for in a moment, but I'll just show you in case people have to log off your mindfulness practice around your sales convo, your business sales action that we're going to get commitments in the chat box from in a moment, and download sales stuff. Yeah, nice, Nancy. And maybe integrate one move from them, for example. Texting your partners on your mindfulness and your business actions, naming them with each other, sharing your results, and of course, sharing them in the mastermind. What is your phone number? Yeah, great, Cheryl, to make sure you're looped in on the text. Let's do an official wrap, and then we'll back up and see if there's any extra coaching that's needed. So let's unmute, great Nancy on the number. Let's unmute and give ourselves a We Are Champions. 3, 2, 1, we are champions. We most certainly are. A great official, again, just kickoff to a whole week of wins. And I'm going to reverse engineer to this very picture here and say, I'm happy to stay on. No need, but happy to stay on for a few bonus moments if any one of you are wishing any extra coaching than we've already received tonight around your sales actions and wins this week. Either in the chat box or on audio or bidding each other adieu, whatever feels good to you.
So just, I guess, just starting the discovery conversation, like, you know, how I just love some more insights on how to kind of reverse engineer, because, you know, part of me is kind of moving into this whole, you know, being the advisory board expert, but it's still everything that I do has elements of strategy or decision making or you know, problem solving or solution finding. And I don't even know how to ask those questions.
So I'm going to, because that's actually a bigger chunk, I'm going to invite you to just do your best draft bullet points of your benefits on the, like a 2-column table that you're ready to cut and paste into a shared document tomorrow when we have our session. And benefits on the left and discovery questions on the right. And just even begin to put any of your benefits on the left and what questions might you ask them to unearth their challenges around those benefits.
See, that's where I have my biggest problem. I don't see the outcomes, and I don't know how to tell people about benefits of working with me.
Okay. So forget that I don't know how to tell them yet, because that's sort of stage two. My next recommendation for all of you would be to stand in one client after another and take one client and ask yourself, what results did I produce for them, quantitatively or qualitatively, and run them down the left column.
So they walk away with a strategic plan.
Great. And what is, and what great, and what does, what has that produced for them? And that I would drill down quantitatively. Have you followed through and find out, has it had any, you know, dollar gains that you're aware of? Has it had any strategy gains or new divisions opened? Or so yeah. I mean, all that
I've been getting.
Great. So this is a bit of heavy lifting, but it's worth it. So write down in the left column strategic plan, and then underneath that more specifically, what were the results of that strategic plan as quantitatively and qualitatively as possible? I mean, I work with Laura Ellis, and I took her from old benefits of I help executives make decisions to when we did this process, I help executives save and make millions of dollars while raising their reputation in the marketplace. And that's just not wordsmithing. We actually quantified $4.5 million worth of results with just one client by me interviewing her clients, and they quantified and qualified. So do your best to start quantifying and qualifying those results even more specifically from those strategic plans. And as much as you can bring to our session tomorrow, the farther we can get.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Any other requests? Great specificity, Nancy. All right. We are not bored this week. And I'm glad I sense that you're in this unit of time satiated with, wow, if I only do benefit bullets, discovery questions, I will be leaps and bounds ahead of myself. I'm thrilled for all of you. And in fact, all is well, Nikki, got it. And come back to that one task. Just do that. Benefit bullets on the left. And start with your staging business if it's more clear, or if you've got more juice for the horses, it's all as well. But this is the goal that we're shooting on, I know we're working on right now. So benefits on the left, results, and discovery questions on the right to get at those benefits. Awesome. And what I'm going to encourage each of you to do is create a two-column thing, put it in a document, and then be ready to cut and paste that thing into a shared document that we can send a link to so I can see it while we're doing our private session, and or I can post them. I'd love to see each one of you send it in after our private sessions and pop it in on the slide deck next week too. All right, gang, I think we have nailed it. I have both hopefully delivered, if not over-delivered, and more importantly, given you one simple thing to do on your outer game. Benefits and questions. That's it. And lots of inner repertoire on your inner game to clear and enjoy this next chapter in your life of exchanging your goodness with the world. So blessings to each one of you. And let's give ourselves, yes, you're welcome, Nikki. Let's do a final, actually, 3, 2, 1. Feel free to unmute if you can. And oh, by the way, before or after I click finish on the recording, Cheryl, if it's super easy to have any of the Wevo tribe say hello over your sound system, that'd be super fun. But let's give ourselves a 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. We are
champion.
Awesome. Indeed we are. I'm going to click off on the recording.